All right, so go ahead and find the meditation posture. Sit up straight. Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Now start settling in. And go ahead and take a really deep breath. Now retain the breath below the navel. And exhale. And then once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And exhale. Then once again, super deep breath in. And retain. And now exhale. Okay, good. And now, look back to childhood. You're going to find yourself being between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. Imagine yourself in a safe place to grow up, totally, perfectly suited to you in every way. Okay, and now imagine these perfect nurturers. Let's go ahead and imagine one clearly now. Maybe you can start with more of the mother, perfect nurturer. And now again, now don't base her on anyone that you actually know. Okay. And now she approaches you. And the first thing that you notice about her is that there is this sweet, trustworthy interest in you. There's this like sweet kind of delight and happiness that you can see that she has about being with you. Now go ahead and notice that. You can really see she's happy to be with you. And the way that she is, her sweetness, her interest, her trustworthiness really has an impact on your body and mind. I really feel that impact that she has on you. Really taking that in. Now you can also imagine a father, perfect nurturer, if that works for you. He also approaches you and the mother, perfect nurturer. And just notice that in the same way, there's this sweet, trustworthy interest that he has in you. And now, whether you use one, two, or three perfect nurturers is not a big deal. So just modify the scene as you see fit. Okay. So now notice what it's like to be totally safe and secure in the attachment relationship. Really feel that. You can feel that in every cell of your body. That's right. Really taking that in. Good. And now, notice how the perfect nurturers are very interested in your mental states. They're interested in what's on your mind and your behaviors. This is a very sweet and non-invasive interest. Notice how they lean in. So attentive, so interested. And now notice that has an impact on your whole body and mind. What's it like to receive this interest? That's right. Really taking that in. Okay. And now also have them be physically affectionate with you in a way that's just right for you. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. They're so attentive, so interested. So supportive. Now really take that in. What's that like? That's right. Okay. So now we're going to move into a scene where we do some soothing around some sort of source of suffering. So go ahead and bring up something that is upsetting for you. And this can be something from your real adult life. So go ahead and bring that up now. Okay, and now the perfect nurturers come to you and they see that you're upset. And they attune to you. They say, oh, you're upset. And now they also physically soothe you around this in just the right way. And now, given how attentive they are, how they really want to understand what's going on, go ahead and give voice to what is most unfinished about this suffering of yours. That's right. Give voice to that. Keep developing the scene. Keep giving voice. That's right. Keep going. And now see how they really get it. They really understand what you're saying. And now also have them physically comfort you in just the right way. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Good. Yeah, they really get it. And now, once again, give voice to what is most unfinished about this suffering. Express yourself to the perfect nurturers. They really want to understand. Go ahead and develop that scene. Keep going. They lean in, tilt the head. They nod sweetly. They really get it. They're just so attentive. And they give you physical affection, physical soothing in just the right way. That's right. Keep going. Okay. And now they tell you just the thing that you needed, that you need to hear. Go ahead and have them tell you that now. That's right. Keep developing the scene. And then now one more time, you give voice to whatever is most unfinished. That's right. Keep going. And really see how they get it. How they attune to you, and they see the real suffering around this, and they soothe you, comfort you in just the right way. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear. Go ahead and have them do that now. Good. And now really make a deep impression of that. And now notice how you start to feel better. You're coming out of this sorrow. So bring up some good feelings now. And now the perfect nurturers see that. And they are so happy that you are now happier. They're so happy that you've come out of this suffering a bit. That's right. Really taking that in. And their happiness about your coming out of this really reinforces a sense of belonging and shared experience. Now really feel that in the body now. That's right. Really taking that in. And also notice how there's even this synchronization of mental and physical states between you and the perfect nurturers. There's this entrainment. You're all feeling very well. Really taking that in. Okay, good, good. And now bring up, so this might seem a little bit weird, but bring up some source of shame. See if you can bring up something that you're really not proud of. Go ahead and bring that up now. And now tell this to the perfect nurturers. Explain this. And now notice how there's maybe a part of you that expects to be rejected about this, rejected for this. But now notice how that is absolutely not what is happening. And it's so clear that the perfect nurturers are not rejecting you around this source of shame. See how they primarily see how this shame is actually just suffering. And that's what they cue into. And therefore, they just move to come in and soothe you and comfort you. And sure, maybe you did some things in the past that were mistakes, and that's okay. We all make mistakes. But what's really clear is how attentive they are to you, but also you notice how their love towards you is unconditional. Now really see that clearly. That's right. Really taking that in. That's right. Really taking that in. And now go ahead and give voice to this source of shame. Give voice to whatever is most unfinished around that. And then the perfect nurturers will listen attentively. Now, see how they really get it. See how they attune to you. And they comfort you in just the right way. That's right. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear. That's right. Now you can really take that in. That's right. Keep going. keep developing the scene, shaping it and reshaping it in such a way to really get what you need out of this. That's right. Really taking that in. Good. Good. And now one more time, they tell you just the thing that you need to hear. To help this settle. That's right. Really take that in. Okay, good, good. And now you start coming out of this suffering associated with this source of shame. You really start feeling better. That's right. And now the perfect nurturers see that you're feeling better. They feel it. They see that you're coming out of this suffering. And then you're coming out of this is a shared experience. There's this synchronization, this entrainment of both physical and mental states. That's right. And then this shared experience of their joy about your feeling better further, rather deepens the sense of belonging and shared experience, connection. I really feel into that. You can feel that in every cell of your body. Okay, good, good. And now make a deep impression of that. And now for just a few minutes, we'll do an exploration scene. So now, in as much as that you're soothed and you have this secure base with the perfect nurturers, now turn the mind towards play and exploration. You'll do this as a child. So now go ahead and create a play scene. And the perfect nurturers can come with you and play, but if they do that, you are the one that determines the play. You lead the play. Or you can kind of play by yourself, but then they'll be on the sidelines watching very, very attentively. Okay, so go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. And every time you look back, the perfect nurturers are right there watching you, so interested in what you're doing, what you're discovering. That's right, keep going. Keep going. And now imagine that your play comes to an end. And now go back to the perfect nurturers and tell them about it. And now they're just at the edge of their seat. They're just so interested in what you have to say. Absolutely thrilled. So interested in your play. And you can tell that your explorations, what you discover, and that you take joy from that, creates great joy in them, great delight. And now, let the play and the explorations, let those fade away. And now, you're with the perfect nurturers, and you can tell that they take great joy in your very being. But now, you can tell that there's all this delight and joy that they're experiencing. But now it's no longer about your play. It's about you, who you are, yourself. So go ahead and develop that scene in a way that's obvious and compelling. Okay, and now really take that in. Make a deep impression of this. Okay, good. And now, just a minute, turn your mind towards your real adult life. And and have these experiences that you've had with the perfect nurturers color your experiences and expectations of your real adult life going forward. So see yourself connecting with friends and loved ones. See how you're a source of delight for them and how you delight in them as well. See how it's so easy to connect. There's a sense of belonging. There's this attunement. You feel seen and known, and you see and know deeply your friends and family. Okay, now make a deep impression of this. This is what you expect from life. Really feeling that one more time. Feel that in every cell of your body. Okay, good. Good. I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.